This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sanspence Radio. Four limbs is too many.
Zammit here. Before we start, just letting you know that during recording we had some digital interference that we didn't pick up until it was well into the editing stage. So, very sorry if occasionally you'll hear a bzzz type sound. Just send all angry emails to Jackson. He was the one that kept his phone on during recording. So, enjoy!
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Aaron Magro.
And I'm Joel Zammit.
And today's topic is pests. That was
a bug?
That was like a bee, but I don't think bees are really a pest.
Oh, they can be if in a large enough number.
I think wasps are the pest of the bee world.
That's true.
You know, wasps are pests to bees. Because wasps invade a bee house and they...
I'm pretty sure wasps are a pest to us as well.
Yeah, but
and
bees
can
bees.
Be a pest. Like, we had a bunch of bees just decide to make a hive on our garage door.
That's pretty
great. See, if you can trick the bees into stinging you, at least they're dead. Wasps, no, they don't want to fucking borrow that.
I do like...
We'll just keep on going.
That is a strategy. Like, I've got a bee problem. That's okay. Just go and stand. Sting me to death, bees.
I've got this.
I'll make the ultimate sacrifice and get taken out by bees too.
Fist in the beehive. Yeah. That'll work.
Bam! Just punching the beehive... Your hand would just be a red ball
old,
of pain.
Old-timey boxer beehive.
And the bees would be like, come here, man.
Come here. Yeah, the bees aren't even mad. They're just like, that's our house, bro.
How disrespectful. You come into my house on the day my bee daughter is to be married.
You are? Bee
you
monster.
Trust.
You come into my hive on the day of my daughter's wedding. She's going to be the queen. I like that my fucking Al Pacino godfather was like a silly Italian accent then. She's like gonna be the queen. Mario, the godfather. Okay, so what would be the worst animal to like infest your house? So like you have this animal is a pest to your house.
A pest to my house. Just
what
my
would be
house.
The worst? And let's keep it like underneath a certain height. So let's, I mean, all like right. Elephants would be an issue, clearly. But an elephant can't fit in your wall space.
I was going to say like a sperm whale. Yeah. Annoying.
Then you're just like, I no longer live in a house. I live in a sperm whale now.
Like heaps of them, though.
How do you even rid yourself of sperm whales?
I don't think you
so
can.
Are we like in Atlantis now?
I think you would just have to adapt.
If you lived underwater, sperm whales. If you lived in a houseboat, sperm whales would be an issue. Because you'd be like maybe if they're coming up on either side of your boat and you're like, get out of here.
So...
pushing him away. I'm going to say monitor lizards. Like just huge monitor lizards like bump, 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 bump through your house would be a fucking hassle.
I was going to say warthogs.
Oh, God. Warthogs are pretty big, but I think they're under the limit of like
what kind of limit are you going to put us on?
I'm saying as big as a monitor lizard.
As big as a monitor lizard.
So like a small hog, I'll allow.
Yeah, I'm going with a small hog.
What
I
are
think
your,
that
what
would be frustrating.
I'm going to say crabs.
Oh, crabs God. Would be annoying.
Not as in like pants like, crabs. I'm
yeah,
like
actual
crabs.
Like what size crabs? Those huge ones or just
no,
little
like,
red ones?
Let's say you go down to the beach, you get those little like crabs are like 50-cent pieces.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
A little bit bigger than that.
How, imagine like pouring your cereal and like it's like half cornflakes, half crabs.
And then from the ceiling it just goes bloop, fucking crab falls off the ceiling into your cereal.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Oh, like, not again.
Pour myself a glass of milk. Got to tip this out. Yeah. You cannot fish the crab out of the milk and
no,
still drink the milk.
You wake up with one on your face. Ugh.
I know. See, that's what I was thinking about, like a monitor lizard. Yeah. Like I was imagining like you're lying in bed and you just hear like a... You know how like you'd be lying in bed and if you've got mice, you hear like the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of a mouse scurry, scuffering scurry, scurry. By. Like the... Just the big thump, 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 thump. And you're like... Oh my God, there's a monitor lizard in the house. Or like, you hear like a thump, thump, and then like a bam, bam, and you're like, it's caught under the fridge. I'm going to have to go out and deal with it. I don't know if you can make a mouse trap big enough for a monitor lizard.
What do they like to eat? Buffalo? What?
Buffalo?
Is that an iguana? Are they big?
A monitor lizard's like a goanna. What am I thinking of? I'm thinking of those motherfuckers.
Crocodiles?
I was thinking of crocodiles.
What are they called? Those massive lizards.
Yeah. Like a Komodo dragon?
Yeah, those ones. I was thinking of them.
Well, basically a Komodo dragon.
Yeah, so a buffalo.
I guess a buffalo is what they eat.
I was Joel Zammit correct.
The problem 100%. With, like, okay, so what counts as an infestation? How many, because, okay, like, I think, like, 1,000 crabs in your house. That's an infestation. Those are pests.
You've got more than... If you don't live near the beach, and you've got even one crab in your house, there's some sort of
infestation. Yeah, that's true.
But let's say,
puzzling would it be if you lived in, like, the middle of, like, Arizona, like, the desert, and you're just like, what the... Where could this crab have come
from? Suburban Melbourne. Yeah. Where the hell is a crab come from?
How did you get here, mate? Oh. He's like, I'm so lost.
Where's put the me back. Sea?
Please put me back. None of this is sand.
Well, I was thinking instead of warthogs, I might go on Aaron's sort of way of thinking, which is lobsters. I think lobsters would also be just a very
having
terrible
a lobster
pest.
Crawl across your chest.
Well, you're in the
sleeping.
Shower, like, you know, brushing my hair, look up. There's a fucking lobster in the corner of the
like a lobster nest, just like. All
What would that look like?
I don't even know. I'm imagining very
picturing like a fisherman's basket, like the lobster.
Yes. A bunch of them in there.
I like how, like, if I saw a lobster at the beach, I'd just be like, oh, cool. But if I saw it in my shower, I'd do that thing where you just, like, freeze. And you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do I do here? What do I do?
Fight, flight, or eat lobster. It's just like,
oh, nom, 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 nom.
Honey, go melt some butter in some garlic. It's going to be a good time.
I know the reasonable thing there would be, like, she comes in with the bucket and, like, you just kind of shift the lobster. In my mind, she just threw it at the lobster. Just, like, tip the butter on it and hope it dies.
All right, stage one complete.
I guess.
Start the eating.
See, I feel like about, like, 100 lobsters is pests. That's an infestation. But I feel like 4 monitor lizards
is
a problem.
100 lobsters, and I reckon maybe 1,000 tiny crabs.
Yeah.
That's an infestation.
But 4 monitor lizards is an infestation. Oh, yeah. Those are pests.
Like
now.
1 female, 3 males?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, they'd be fighting in the lounge room. You'd be like, I just want to watch... 2 broke girls. I don't know. You stop on my desperate housewives...
You'd have to stop and like stop them from trying to get like the mating fights. And, like,
oh God!
Are rabbits pests?
Yeah, I think rabbits count as pests.
We're definite pests. We introduced just an illness disease just to kill them all off.
Yeah, they're that's true. That's myxomatosis. You remember Mixie from the Farrells?
No.
Well, all right. Now for you, Mike.
She named after myxomatosis.
Yeah, she is.
That's too funny.
She's a rabbit. She's myxomatosis because she's got myxomatosis. No, her name isn't myxomatosis. It's Mixie, but yeah.
Wow.
So, dark. You know, it's okay. Pests is the topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are crabs a pest? They're a hassle, but like, what is the problem?
No, I think is what is a pest. You just can't get rid of things.
It's a pest. It's in your way.
Yeah. No, but if I'm driving and there's a deer, well, in this country, a kangaroo in the way, pest. It's hassling me.
I suppose it's
but
a pest.
I'm picturing like a pest, like a wall in your house just covered in something.
I'm thinking a pest is something that you use a lot of them and you can't get rid of
them. So like an infestation is like
I wanted to say lice, but I went with crabs because it's better.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wait, does that mean that lice are a pest? Like if you've got lice, do you have pests?
Yes.
No. You just got a lice problem.
So does that mean you just have a lobster problem?
Depends. Because can I get rid of them?
Yeah.
Like bed bugs.
You just pour hot butter on them.
And they'll die.
A delicious death.
Because, like, I don't think lobsters is that much of a problem. Like, if my house was full of lobsters, I'd be like...
enough that you could, trace them. Like, my dog would be all over that.
Yeah, but if I had, like, enough lobsters where I can't get rid of them, then they become a pest.
Yeah, I suppose so. I suppose it's the moment...
It's when you can't get rid of a...
Because I feel like if I had a house full of lobsters, like, what's that going to negatively impact me?
Everything can have be a pest. Like, say, cats, right?
Yeah.
Adorable, cute. But if you just let them breed... And just go to town. They're going to be a pest because, like, I can't get rid of them.
Yeah,
I have too
like
many
cat lady.
Now.
Yeah, that's true.
I think with lobsters, like, there'll be a time where it's fine because, like, sweet, fresh lobster meat, delicious.
Yeah. How good.
But then it's like, I have 1,000 lobsters in my house. I can't walk without stepping on lobster shell. Just think about all the cleaning
up. Can you
imagine
the smell?
From the hot butter in it as well.
And the hot butter
rancid
going rancid.
Oh, God. That is awful.
And like, even with like, you know, warthog, oh, they're shitting everywhere.
Yeah, true. That's, and my monitor lizard, you know that like lizard smell you get at like the reptile house at the zoo?
What do crabs do? What do you know. Think about it?
Because they're so tiny, though. Because I'm thinking of those really tiny, would fit in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, like, those little
smaller,
black ones.
Like those tiny.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to be that much of a hassle, but they're going to be more pest-like because then I'm not going to worry about them, which means they're going to go out of control.
Yeah. They're so little, quicker. You can't track them.
You don't know where they're coming
just
from.
Lift your pillow up and it's like, oh my God,
that's a lot of crabs.
Shit.
It's the kind of thing where you're like you're building an extension on your house and you're like hammer down a wall and it's just full of crabs and you're like.
I'm picturing scarabs now.
Yeah.
I don't think hot butter is going to get me out of this.
Not at all.
I don't think we eat scarabs.
Whereas I think if you have maybe one monitor lizard and then you don't do anything and then you suddenly have four, that's on you, Jackson. That's your fault.
If I have one and I'm like, hey, one monitor lizard's not an issue.
One scarab would be a problem.
Yeah, one scarab would. How big's a scarab?
Well, the only comparison I've got is like the mummy.
Yeah, I was thinking the mummy, so maybe about the size of half a foot.
I don't even want half of those.
You were like, one scarab would be an issue, and I'm like, yeah, because they burrow under the skin like in the mummy.
They turn into a dude.
I don't think that's how scarabs really work. Aren't scarabs just dung beetles?
I don't know.
Right? I think a scarab is just a dung beetle.
I feel like I've been lied to by hieroglyphs. Like, what are they really?
It's true. What is it doing?
All I know about scarabs is from the Mummy and or fantasy games where it's like the evil scarab lord.
No, scarabs are dung beetles because in ancient Egyptian mythology, the scarab walks the sun across the sky. You know how dung beetles get in their hands and like they walk a big ball of poo with their back legs?
Oh yeah,
that's what the scarab does with his feet on the sun. The sun is poo.
The sun is God's poop.
That
would be painful.
I think that's an ancient Egyptian belief. Let's say yes.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like if I have that many monitor lizards, that's an issue. What I like about your ones is that they're both aquatic, and I can't imagine with like if I have monitor lizards. Clearly, they're just living in my house.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, I'll come into the bathroom and one will be asleep in the bath, and I'll be like, well, I'm not bathing. But it'll be hard for you to trace the source.
Like, hey, monitor lizard.
Yeah. It'd be like, and I'd be like, shut the door. Why haven't I called someone in this area? Is it that kind of thing where I'm like, too proud?
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend's like, Jackson, call someone, get rid of them. I'm like, no, I'm just putting down bait.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't have a monitor lizard problem. Yeah, you have a monitor lizard problem.
Just leave it another week.
Yeah, just leave it. Then there's eight. Hey, you build up and then it goes down. Putting down just fucking massive mouse traps. Jackson, we have a baby. Not okay.
The baby will be fine. Look, if the worst comes to worst, the monitor lizards will eat us and then we'll raise the baby.
Exactly. Then we'll have a monitor baby. I love how great is it to imagine the sound of a monitor lizard getting caught in a giant mousetrap, but like not seeing it, just lying in bed and you just hear like a thump, 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 slap! And then just a bam, bam, bam. And you're like, it wasn't big enough. It's just caught on his head. He's racking the kitchen.
He's now mad.
He's now mad. Honey, get up and lock the door.
I was thinking of like the sound of a monitor lizard taking care of a baby, being all nurturing and shit. Like, I thought that was adorable. Like,
that would
a monitor lizard just cooing and shit. Just like,
the idea of like, we get eaten by the monitor lizards and then the cops are like, you know what? Like, nobody's seen these people in a long time. They open it up and there's just like a baby on a monitor lizard's back. They're like, what? What happened to you?
By this time, I think the baby's at least four.
Yeah, yes. Wow, it took me a while to wonder where we went. Where do you reckon your crabs and lobsters are coming from? Like, where, if you got like an exterminator in to trace the source, where?
I was going to go with like the taps, the water mains.
Oh. That's disturbing as hell for some reason.
I mean, like, I live in suburbs, man. There's no there's no beach near me. Yeah,
that's so... Imagine just being like having a nice bath, turn on the tap, just crabs. Would they nip you?
Mm. They would. Well, they're tiny. They're not going to matter.
Yeah,
because I'm imagining they're very tiny crabs.
I suppose so. Well, what could you do then? How could you get rid of them?
How do I get rid of the crabs?
Yeah, how do you solve the crab problem, Aaron?
Well, that's a very good question.
It's tough. You could put down a bucket of hot water underneath the tap.
That's true.
Turn on the tap. You just boil them as they fell.
That's true. And that's have a crab stew.
Or like a blowtorch that you cook creme brulee with, you know, with the sugar.
Yeah.
just hold that underneath the tap and burn off. That's an idea.
Or I just move to a place that isn't infested with crabs.
Does that mean you're selling the house? You're like, lovely house, one bathroom, two bedrooms, a lot of crabs.
Fine print at the bottom has crabs.
So many.
House has crabs. It just has a crab problem. I wouldn't know what that meant because crabs are not a thing that infest a house. So like, if you're looking at it, you'd be like, crab problem. What is it?
Is this pubic lice?
See, that's what it means. But see, crabs make sense because they're little. They could get caught in a pipe. Lobsters are big.
Yeah.
And they're not going to come out of a tap. You're going to be like, there's no water. Why is there no water? Open up the pipe. What?
Just full of
just
lobsters.
A little lobster. Just flump, flump, flump.
All right. So
how are you going to get rid of other than boiling butter? Which, hey, is a solution. You're not wrong. But
no, I guess systematically, because they're big. You just hunt them down.
Yeah, hunt them down with a mallet.
Like a BB gun or something.
Actually, I wouldn't even hunt them down. No, what I'd do, I'd get an aquarium. I'd just put them in there.
That's awesome. Then you'd fill that aquarium up and have a delicious...
Yeah. Like, how much... I reckon I could go through a lot...
I hate seafood, so I couldn't.
I don't mind lobster, but I always find it
somewhat...
It's too
hard to eat. It's delicious.
Disappointing.
Like a pomegranate. It's the pomegranate of the sea. Delicious, but who has the time?
I'm just thinking, how many days would it take me to eat 100 lobsters, and how many days would it take for me to get sick of eating lobster?
Like a week?
Three,
let's just say one
days.
Lobster a day. You could do that.
Oh, no.
But you'd get sick of it after a week.
I'd get sick of it after 3 days.
Why not sell them? Why are you setting yourself the challenge of eating them all?
You've like, got like I get a free like, that market happening.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
occurred to me.
Does that mean I've got the option to sell my crabs?
I suppose who's buying?
Jackson, this is why I'm poor.
Damn, I guess I gotta eat all these lobsters. Sammet, can you not think of another? I said, you're like, I just can't.
I'm eating them. I'm throwing them away.
Where could I get myself some lobster? I don't know.
I have no idea.
The fucking market, maybe?
Just go down the shop.
There's so many here. Yeah, fucking, I can't get rid of them quick enough.
I gotta eat them all. I wish there was an alternative, but...
Thanks, Sammet. I'm going to the market now.
Bye,
have
fun. You son of a bitch.
Pick me up some good cheese? Thanks.
Like, can you get me some more butter, please?
Yeah, more butter.
Oh, God. That is disgusting. I also like that, like, I'm imagining you, Aaron, with, like, just, like, a little, like, classic kids' lemonade stand, but with, like, a jug of crabs. Crabs, 5 cents.
Get your crabs! Yeah, you could, like a pet store situation.
Yeah.
I suppose.
In fact, we could all sell ours as, like, I feel like pets.
Are we opening up, like, an aquarium together, Zemmett?
I think so.
Am I, like,
so.
Guys, can I sell, like, Jackson, no, call a zoo.
Yeah, you call a zoo, Jackson.
Like, lobsters and crabs are, like, not, that's just a sea animal. Anyone can get
the
that.
The aquarium I go to's got a reptile room, so you can join our aquarium.
Good.
Yeah, that's true.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Second question.
Business venture. Yes.
If you were a pest in a giant's house,
oh yeah.
Where would you like infest, and how would you do it? I reckon I would eat all the cereal. Like I would just live in all of his cereal, and he would like pick up his like giant Cocoa Puffs, and there'd be like a little hole at the bottom of the thing where I've just got in. And I'm just gorging myself. I'd be a fat little pest. Lots of fat little Jacksons being like, oh, we're eating nothing but grains and cereals.
I think I'd like to go into the crawl space or the roof and just live there, but then come down at night and just raid his fridge.
Oh, yes. So not like possums, but where you're just like, oh, they're in the roof. Oh, my God, they're in the kitchen.
What's going
I'm scared.
On? And I think my giant's very messy. That's how you attract a lot of Zamets.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's just like food everywhere. So
like on the floor and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like Zamets leaning down on spilt milk and be like... And he comes in, turns on the light, and you're all like...
And just scurry. Scurry under the fridge.
That's awesome. What about you? What bit of the house are you going to chill in, and how are you going to infest a giant's house?
I would target houses on stumps.
Yeah, okay.
I would live underneath the stumps. And I would start my own little, like, pet empire, like, a little human colony underneath the house.
Awesome.
And then, you know, I'd have, like, my little worker class that emerge into the house.
Worker errands.
Worker errands. They're going to bring back food for the rest of the colony.
Nice.
But we've got the whole, like, floor space underneath the house.
Is that, like, in, like, you know, before when you had crabs in the wall space, like, the giant's doing renovations and he's like, this wood is just Aaron infested. There's Aaron all through this wood. It's not usable.
Damn
like,
it.
Nail in a nice picture of him and his, you know, Mrs. Giant just goes straight to the wall.
He's like, oh, honey. Fuck, I've got Aaron's.
Finger painting and shit all over the...
Yeah, we've got Aaron. Go give me the hot butter.
Pouring hot butter.
No!
In my mind, Sam, you're about the size of a cockroach. I'm about the size of a mouse, and you're like termite sized, clearly, right? Yeah. I guess that means I live in the walls as well. But I'm not that much of a... He's putting down traps for me because I guess I'm easy to trap.
Yeah.
And I'm not very clever, so if I saw cheese in a mouse trap, I might be like, okay, I might be able to get that.
Pay free cheese.
Yeah. Guys, look at all this fucking cheese.
It's a really nice looking shiny dispenser.
Yeah, exactly. Guys, this giant's the best. Ah!
What Snap! Happened? Guys, help.
Guys, am I dead? Guys, did I get the
Could
cheese?
You please go get my arm for me?
Help me chew through my arms.
Savit, you're like silverfish. That's funny. Like, it's like, they find me eating, they're like, oh, we got a rat problem. They find you in the fridge, they're like, I'm chucking out everything.
Chucking out everything, yuck. Laying down some, like, bug traps. But for every one that he sees, there's, like, about 20 or 30 of us.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You are an... There's, like, maybe 20 Jacksons in the house. There's, like, 50 you.
Yeah.
And, like thousands of Aarons.
It's like a city. I'm picturing, like, a city, the movie Ants is happening under this house. And we've got, like, trade routes with other houses.
Oh, God.
Don't talk to me about the failed colony attempt in the house with the concrete slab.
Yeah, no. Oh, so when Mr. Giant goes, it's like, oh, we've got a problem. We got under the house. Yeah. Like, shit.
It's that kind of thing where you're like, I'm going to have to sell. Like, he finds Zamets, he's like, I'm putting down bug traps. I'm putting down bug spray.
Yeah.
He might get an exterminator in to, like, cover the house, and there's, like, all these Zamets being like, oh, my gosh. He finds me, he's, like, putting down, like, rat
Maybe
sack.
He calls, like, you know, the people you call, like, hey, we got a possum.
Yeah, yeah, and they come in and they're like,
grab you,
catch
you
me.
Into the wild kind of stuff.
I'm like, I don't know how to live in nature.
The dude that owns my house would open up the trap door, look under the house, be like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I didn't see anything. Close the trap door, walk away, and then, like, a day later, there's a for sale sign up the front.
Yeah,
exactly.
Beautiful house, everything, you know?
And then it just collapses in. And it's like, that guy sold us a house with Aarons.
Damn Aarons.
What do you do with a house that's just been infested with termites?
I think you literally just... No, well,
you have to restump it.
You got to restump it, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
done? Okay, so you can be like...
Depends on how thorough the infestation is.
And how rotten it is, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you're just in the stumps, if you caught the Aaron pest empire early on,
If you get the Aaron cavemen, you'd be like, cool, we got them early.
Yeah, exactly.
But if we're talking like the Aaron Empire.
The Aaron future city. I love that, like, you start out as cavemen, but like now I'm picturing these stumps with like big spires and flying cars.
Like monorails going from stump to stump.
These guys, like these guys are clearly more advanced. I think I need to sell, maybe harvest a few and sell them for science.
I love that Aaron's pests are like just like little tiny super intelligent people. Zamet's people are just so animalistic. You're like, I've eaten shit. Light comes on. I don't know what that is. Light is scary, and my people are just me's. Like, my people happen to just little me's being like, guys, do you smell that? That looks like food. And it doesn't look like food. Smells like food. I think it's poison.
Nah, it should be fine.
It
I'll
smells
eat it.
Like food,
look,
though.
Have some. No.
Come
Actually,
on.
Wait, they're all you. Have some. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Oh, wait, it was poison, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Give me some. Okay.
Okay. I like that you'd find like 10 dead around one little bit of rat sack. You're like, really? None of them realized. And then one would survive and take it back to the colony in the like walls and be like, guys,
look what I found.
I think this is food.
It could be poison.
Does this smell like food?
My 10 other mates died when they ate it, but I got a good feeling about me.
I think we're just tougher than them.
They've got sensitive tummies, you know. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. They can't hold their food, but we're tough.
You have some.
Weird little interactions that our pests would have. My people going under the house looking for food, and it's like, there's a bunch of tiny guys down here, guys. Careful of the Zamets.
We'd be a hassle for you, as in...
Like a...
The Zamets would be definitely a hassle.
Oh,
for
yeah,
Jackson's.
For sure. They're the kind of thing that we've got to... Like, the Aarons come up, study us, go back down under the house, but, like, the Jacksons and the Zamets are waging... It's like...
Not even waging a
are
war.
Are we pests in the same house?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, cool.
In my mind, we are.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, like, with lice isn't a problem of, or fleas are a problem.
Yeah.
Are we allies or are we, like, out-pesting each other?
Well, I think your people are so much more intelligent and advanced that I imagine your people coming up in the middle of the night while the giant sleeps with, like, net guns.
So have I got, like, in the Aaron Zoo, are they, like, Zamets? Jackson's there as well?
Oh, definitely.
Zamets just, like, raging with animalistic, like, fury, like,
like just
Casely eating like spilt milk.
Yep. And then Jackson's being like, help. I didn't know what is happening.
I think you'd be fine in a zoo, to be honest.
Yeah, I think a zoo would be a good place.
Because I can see you guys like hunting down Aaron's as well.
Oh, yeah, true. Like Aaron, like raiding parties, like exploration parties.
Yeah,
you're tiny. You're like very little. So
it's like the Apollo missions. We went out exploring and just never came back.
What happened to them? Tales they tell of the above with the dangerous Zamets and Jackson.
It'll be nighttime and, you know, it'll be the Aaron Empire City will be dark with a couple of lights on in the office towers. The monorail go every every half hour because that's how the system works at nighttime.
Yeah.
And we just hear, what the fuck was that? Must be those mythical Zamets.
Yes, all these Zamets just like crawling on the monorail, just like.
our moon is like your eyes, like shining in the.
Yes, that's true.
Tried to eat.
How scary is it to imagine like you've got your city?
So it sounds like you guys are fucking pants, to be honest. If my people are scared of you.
I know, I feel like if the giant found your city, he'd be like, I am going to move out, but that's on me. Like, these people are just that advanced that, like, you get out and you're like, we've got a cure for cancer. He's like, we don't, so you have the house. It's yours.
Yeah, I'm going to call someone and they're going to study you and your...
you little...
You guys are...
Man,
good job.
By the way,
guys.
Man, that rash you've got, this is how you can get rid of it.
Here you go. You're like, well, look, this is like literally the tiniest thing ever. This is not going to get rid of the rash. But clearly you have the technology.
But thank you, dabs it.
Yeah. Ages back
bit.
2 years. You are. I still like to imagine, like, you got, like, yeah, Aaron City. It's quiet. You just got a couple of lights on, the monorail goes. And then upstairs you've got, like, the Zamets, and they're, like, drinking from spilt milk, and they're, like, collecting little bits of grain. And then the giant turns on the light, and you just, like, run down a hole to the under the house, and the Aaron's just not prepared for it. Like, because if there was a hole underneath, that's where you'd go. You're just like animals fleeing at the first opportunity. Could the Aaron's defend against a Zamet attack? I don't think so.
I think so. And it wouldn't be like a...
Maybe one Zamet.
Sorry.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like a coordinate attack. It'd just be like, what's this new place? Is this food? Can I eat that? And then they'd go to town.
Zamet sucking on monorails?
Yeah.
Zamet would be like at the top of our tallest building with like my airplanes like shooting it.
It's like grabbing bits of like Aaron's and just eating them.
That sounds strangely familiar.
Yeah, does that mean that you'd have like... Godzilla equivalents? Would Zamet be like in the Aaron cinemas? You've got, you know, Zamet first Jackson. That's like a kaiju monster movie.
That'd be a brilliant film.
I'm thinking you're bigger than me.
So yeah, but not by that much. You're like a Mothra to my Godzilla.
Brought to you by Aaron Spielberg.
Everybody's called Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron something.
Aaron Spielberg. That's great. How good.
Good.
Being a pest would be all right.
I reckon
I could get behind it.
I wish I was a pest.
I know.
Well, apparently when you become a pest, you become super intelligent.
Yeah,
so. Okay, so history. I want to talk about scarecrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about two things. Okay. First of all, there's a Japanese deity. Forget its name. Thumbs up. Well done, me. Like, Kaiju? I don't know. But it's a scarecrow that can't walk but knows everything.
What?
Like everything.
Like it knows everything about the world, but it can't do shit. It's just there. Like it's just...
How did he learn this stuff?
I guess
obviously he didn't travel.
Someone told him. I just love that you're like, that's not very useful.
Hey, passerby, could you leave that book for me, please?
Yeah, exactly. Can you pick it up to my face? Yeah. I can't move.
Yeah, can you leave it here? No, closer.
Hold it up to my head.
In fact, all the books you can find, could you just bring them to me here, please?
Can you even turn the page?
No, he
can't
move. So I was
thinking if I could build like a little ledger thing, you can kind of put the book on and then just sort of...
Like hold it up to the scarecrow's head, then maybe he'd be okay.
And maybe you could
turn the page with his tongue, maybe.
Or like blow it. Like,
no, he can't move whatsoever. He's just a scarecrow, like arms out, standing up.
Can he talk? Like, he can
no,
talk.
He just knows everything.
So can he talk?
Can
he see things?
I think he can
see
can't things
talk,
and talk.
Can he move his eyeballs?
Yes. No. Maybe not. I don't know. What does a scarecrow's eyes look like?
I'm just trying to gauge what a scarecrow is.
Yeah, because if he can't talk, then how do we know that he knows anything?
That's true.
Someone's just lying.
That's just a scarecrow there. If he can't talk, that's literally just a scarecrow.
Nah, he knows everything. How do you know? I know he knows.
I guess I'm just a...
Why, did he like tell you? No, he can't talk. He can't move. Oh, did he like blink his eyes? No, he can't move.
He's basically just a scarecrow. That just sounds like just a regular scarecrow, mate.
Are you trying to... sell me this scarecrow and just lying to me?
I think it's just really funny to imagine, like, that scarecrow, like, getting picked up by a gust of wind, just, like, floating off because there's nothing he can do, landing upside down in a bush.
He couldn't even scream. Like,
yeah. No, he'd just be like...
Well,
be like,
I know what to do in the situation, but
can't do shit about it.
I read about it in a book.
Exactly. It's just so funny to have like that mass amount of knowledge, but you're like, why? Why do I know? There's nothing I can do with it. Yeah. I just...
Can he like, if he could, could he tell his like farmer boss, be like, hey, this is what you're going to do for crops.
Yeah,
that
I
can see a really good, why I would keep him around.
Yeah.
But if he's not talking...
Let's say for sake of argument, he can talk.
Okay.
Then that's good, but you could just...
I'd build a school around him.
Actually, you know what? If he could talk, I'd burn him down. Because you know what all he'd do would be? Complain.
Oh, no.
He would just whine and whine.
Oh, no, not just that. I've got an itchy back. I've got an itchy fucking knee.
He'd complain and criticize.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like... Oh, you're planting tomatoes at this time of year, huh?
You'd be like, is that a problem, Scarecrow?
No, I mean, hey, it's your business. No, I'm asking.
You'd be like, look, Scarecrow, I know you know everything, so just tell me. And he'd be like, look, I don't want to step on your toes. You're like, oh, my God.
I'm asking for advice.
At least I've got toes. Oh, man. Low blow.
And be like, Livlo, you motherfucker, you know I can't move. And you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, that is rough.
I'd strike up a deal with him and say, like, all right, how about this? I'll, like, I'm assuming all the sentience is in his face and head.
Yeah.
Look, cut off your head from your body, and then I'll take you everywhere I go, and you'll be a business partner. You'll see the world, and you give me advice.
Just build him a mechanical body.
No.
Well, he'd know how to build himself a mechanical body.
He would.
So then he'll leave me. I want him for myself. He'll leave me in the dust with my shitty farmer life.
Yeah, I was gonna
say, damn out of season tomatoes.
Yeah, there's that scarecrow.
Come on, Aaron.
He knew everything.
God damn,
ruining me.
I love that there's like this, like a scarecrow, like just in a regular farmer's field, and someone's like, oh, that's a nice scarecrow. You're like, yeah, he knows everything. And it's like, oh, really? It's like, yeah, you can go chat to him. And they're like, you're going to take him anywhere? You're like, no, look, he keeps away the crows.
The crow is sitting there like, ah!
He just yells at them.
Yeah, like, get out of here.
I was thinking he's more educating the crows. So crows, this is blah, blah. Like,
he bores them away. Fucking algebra again. Just get out of here, man.
This is not worth the wheat. I'm going to go to one place with not sentient scarecrows.
Or I would build a house around the scarecrow and employ him as a teacher.
Well, hey, I guess that's an idea. I feel like kids are going to be scared of a scarecrow telling them everything.
That's true.
Hey, if the scarecrow's so clever, why doesn't he know how to walk? Yeah. You still use scarecrows, but they're not like made to look like people anymore, which makes me wonder
what they look like now.
Just they're like little things that make like a wah 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 noise to keep the crows away.
So it's just like a megaphone.
Basically, just a megaphone.
Huh.
But now
everything.
I'm like, did people, was there a reason we made them look like dudes?
I guess it's because there's a dude in a field and they tend to...
What the crows
if I was
like,
a crow,
I'm not going
and then
there.
They were like, there's a guy dude there. They usually have guns, maybe.
Well, what do you think would
my
be...
shit. I mean, yeah.
I just think, you know, maybe crows have changed over time. Maybe at first they were like, holy fuck, that straw-filled man is terrifying. Now you drive a car like past one and they're like... Fucking get a bit too close to my food just then.
Whoa, who the fuck are you, Carl?
I think this is, you know...
So what would you, in place, like you've got a field of crops, scarecrows are off the table, a loud siren is off the table. How are you getting rid of crows?
Can
tanks.
I... Cats?
Tanks? Tanks and cats.
Oh, the shit, the cats. Can I hire people?
To like just run around the field being like, yeah, get out of here, crows, scat, and tanks.
I was picturing like henchmen, like goons.
All right. Like... I thought you meant like an actual...
Hey, crows.
Your corn is going to be full of
it's
bullets.
It's fucking popcorn.
Yeah, flamethrowers. That'll fuck
them. Yeah, that'll burn everything to the ground.
How'd I get a crow? All right.
I mean, they weren't bad ideas.
I'm retracting tanks, by the way.
Tanks is just like, it's hard to hit much in a tank.
What's the natural predator of a crow?
Bears?
Bears?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bears
are just the natural predator of anything.
Yeah, like, what is a bear not the
that's
natural
alive
predator?
And not a bear. I'm going to eat it.
I'm pretty sure a bear wouldn't give two shits about a crow.
But if you were a crow and you saw a field and had a bear in it, you might be like,
No, I reckon if I was a crow and there was a bear, I'd be like, fine, whatever. I'm faster than a bear.
What
a bear is dumb.
A dingo?
Dingoes? Do dingoes eat crows?
Or a fox?
No, mate, you're agile. You want like a cat. Cat was a better idea.
Foxes are way better than cats.
No, but foxes can't climb and shit.
Yes, foxes can climb.
Wait, what?
And they've got those really long noses to like...
Wait, foxes can... Whoa.
Slow the fuck down.
Foxes can climb like a tree and
shit?
Like a cat can?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to convincingly and be... I'm not going to be like, yeah, as in I know. I'm assuming they can climb.
I think I've seen
it. I cannot confirm nor deny that...
I don't think a fox can scale a tree as well as...
I think I've seen
like
a fox scale a tree.
A panther.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not as well as
a
panther.
Yeah, Jackson, remember when we were in that fox reserve like that other day?
That's right. And we saw all those foxes climbing trees.
They were only on trees.
I've never seen a fox on the ground.
I don't think I see exactly.
Like, is that a thing that happens?
There was one in like a helicopter as well.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're airborne. Yeah.
I had to walking the forest and just looking up and there's like a bunch of just foxes just staring down from a tree branch.
Hum. Okay. I think that if I was going to get rid of crows... I like the idea of like a little guided laser just like on the edge or like a drone circling around. Just the idea of a crow being like, flump, and then sell crow meat.
Nice. I'm going to go with a hawk.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hawks... To kill the crows?
Yeah.
Hawk or an eagle? A giant eagle.
Get a giant bald eagle and just have it circle.
Yes. Giant bald eagle that hunts hawks. Hunts hawks? That too.
Hunts hawks and then
and
a hawk
crows.
That hunts crows.
Keep them all on their edge.
Yes. Damn it, what's a lot of edgy birds? Just edgy birds in your
and
field.
And then what can take down the...
The eagle? Vultures?
Vulture. I was going to say vultures.
I don't think that's how it works. I think vultures are bigger, but...
Just a bunch like a super...
No, cause what, no that works because you have... The eagle takes down the hawk. The eagle's your mate.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of him. The eagle takes down the hawk. Hawks take down the crows. And then the vulture eats the corpses.
But aren't crows bigger than hawks?
How big's a hawk?
Like, just bird size.
No, but a hawk...
Bird size? Like you know the size like of a bird?
The hawks near my house, they're like just...
Yeah, but like
pigeons.
Like a falcon
really?
Kind of thing. That take down other birds.
Yeah.
Falcon. I think falcon's a good choice for getting rid of crows.
Like but unfortunately, they're going to get taken down by that eagle I got. So.
Yeah, that's true. And now you've got a vulture just walking around the house, and you're like, I don't know what to do.
You know
this
who
guy.
We might be underestimating in this? Like those ocean seagulls. Those big,
Yeah. What do you call them?
Ocean seagulls.
Terns?
No, I think they're called
Arctic
ocean seagulls.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I'm a
there are different birds,
term.
Guys.
There are too many birds.
So we're going with a bird to kill the bird?
Yeah, bird v. bird. I think that's a solid idea.
No, I'm going with a husky.
A husky?
Yep.
A husky's going to get lost in the corn.
I do like the idea of wrestling with a husky, so I'm sold.
Yep. I think you're just getting a husky for the wrestling, not to get rid of your crows. No, I think my laser guided...
The husky would get the crows.
I don't know, husky can't fly, and I'm pretty sure a husky can't climb a fucking tree
as a
fox.
I've watched huskies...
Climb a tree?
Get birds.
That's awesome.
Wait, can they climb a tree, though?
Yes.
As well as a fox.
They only climb
remember
trees.
That Jackson, remember that husky...
Oh,
like,
that's right, the husky, yeah.
And they were like, huskies climbing trees? I don't think I saw one on the ground.
I don't think there was a husky on the ground, I think they just lived in trees. And in helicopters.
Huskies
and foxes, arboreal.
Jackson and I do a lot of traveling to
reserves of different kinds. Yeah. It's a good time.
Well, yeah. four-legged mammals you would not expect to climb.
Yeah, would not expect to see a fox or a
deer in trees. That was pretty good.
Wow, impressive.
Horses, ponies in trees. The idea of a pony reserve is funny because we don't need to look after ponies. They're everywhere.
Having a good time.
A force field? Can I just say a force field?
No.
Ah, no. Oh, no, I know what I'll do. So... No, that's just as it was just as dumb. Never mind. I was gonna say like a dome, and then I take the oxygen out of the dome.
Uh-huh.
So that like a crow flies into the dome and he's just like, ah!
So how did he get into the dome?
Yeah, that was the floor.
And if the dome is open, then how's there no oxygen in it?
I don't know.
Also, how the
guys
plants
I
need
don't
oxygen.
Know. To... Do plants need oxygen? We can grow plants in space.
Yes, plants need oxygen.
Don't they need carbon dioxide?
No, don't
and they?
They
produce oxygen.
I don't know.
So therefore,
I'm just
going to
say
dome,
photosynthesis
fill it,
and say
fill
that
the dome
they
with
need
carbon
sunlight,
dioxide.
But then, how do I get the crows in the dome?
Well, there'd be a dome.
I'll
so
put the crows in the dome.
Well, then you've just created a pest problem yourself.
What
this
if
is back
you put
on
the dome
you.
Over the crows and then suck all the oxygen out?
So, okay, so you've got, like, my cornfield, right, on the ground, and then you have, like, a big metal arm attached
have
to a huge dome.
Have you just made a giant greenhouse?
Yes, I have. Oops.
So you've just reinvented a greenhouse.
I just did that. I just made a greenhouse again.
Good.
With no oxygen.
With no oxygen in. But the problem is that there would be, because the plants would produce oxygen. So I'd be like, I got you, crow. Wait, no!
Why do you guys look so prosperous in there?
So many crows in my dome. Get out of there, crows.
So well.
They start to breed. And the fucking corn would die. I just have a dome full of crows.
I'd be like, this is a really good crow farm. It's a crow farm!
I don't want to... I'll introduce hawks to my crow dome.
I'll lend you my eagle.
Yeah. Have you got any... Pest facts for Samet?
Do I ever? I want to focus on two things. Mostly mosquitoes, but before we go into that, I want to talk about silverfish.
Oh, yeah.
Just the mating habit of a silverfish, because I was researching pests, and this is the one thing I found absolutely just the best. So silverfish have a mating ritual that is three phases. Like, it's very in-depth and complex. So the phase one.
Yeah.
Is that they find each other. So the male silverfish and lady silverfish like find each other. They face each other. They touch antenna.
Aww.
They back off. And then they repeat. Touch some more antenna. Back off. And they keep doing it.
That's cute as.
Until they get to phase two, which is just a game of like kiss chasey, I'm assuming. Because the male runs away while the female has to then try and catch her. Sorry, catch him.
Yeah.
And then when that happens, then they just lie side by side, head to tail, and then they complete the ritual, and then mating completes.
Oh, that is
and
so
how
cute.
Sweet is that for something that is such a gross thing?
Like, silverfish are disgusting.
Like, I hate them with the passion.
Like, they make me want to die, but...
Adorable.
That is so cute.
If they eat one more fucking hole in one of my t-shirts, I'm just going to lose it.
I will go in. Are they slimy? They seem slimy.
No, I don't think they are. They're dusty.
That's very romantic of the silverfish.
But yeah, I love that they just like
it
have
sounds
a bit of
like it's like a 1950s carnival. Like
yeah,
they just
very
like,
it does.
Yeah.
It's like running up to the touch of your face.
Like
and then like chase me. Okay.
and then they just get tuckered out and lie down and they're like, man, I love you so much.
Then one just lights a cigarette, like that was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Is silverfish actual sex as beautiful?
I doubt it.
I don't know what bug sex is really
gross.
Like.
I would imagine.
A lot of just, like, putting shit in other shit.
Yeah.
But, like, not necessarily dicks, just...
Little bits of thing. I know, like,
business.
some bugs, when it was parasites, they're like, I like you. Stab through the abdomen. That's my penis.
The praying mantis. Oh, you look nice. Beat your fucking head off.
It's so nice that bug silverfish, in this brutal world of bug sex, can have just, like, a really lovely
time. Bugs lay eggs.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't necessarily do it.
No, you still do it if you lay eggs.
Yeah.
Chickens
yeah,
lay
but
eggs.
I still fuck. I'm saying they don't a lot of insects, it's not like you, like, for instance, ants. I'm sure ants don't like.
Yeah. Then they bang the queen.
Everybody gathers in a line and fucks the queen.
I don't know if that's how
I'm
it works.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works, Aaron.
Look,
me and Jackson went to an ant reserve.
That's right. And all the ants were doing was fucking the queen. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're
you know
never
what?
Not.
The one day that I was busy, you guys went to the ant reserve.
See? They're also all in trees, fucking the queen.
Damn it.
No, I'm fairly sure that's how ants mate. You have the queen ant, who's like a big old lady.
Yeah.
And the worker ants and the soldier ants line up, and they all bang her, and she makes more baby ants, and
same,
it's a whole thing.
Same with bees.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say bullshit.
No, they copulate.
They
it's like, not like just, it's not like say I'm an oyster
virgin birds.
I'm picturing like
it's not like an oyster where it's like eggs and the mouth's like sperm into the water and hopefully we'll
just
find
hope.
Each other. No, there's well, maybe. Yeah.
How do you think ants
yeah, go
give
on.
Birth then?
You know what? I don't know. I was
shitting all over me and Jackson's facts.
Because I'm thinking like fish like rub up against each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
Like some weird shit happens and then like they lay eggs. I'm thinking like with insects, they're not mammals. They don't necessarily like do it like mammals do it
yeah.
on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
I'm yes. thinking like...
No, ants, they look into the eyes.
Like, they're insects, they're bugs.
Face
they
to face,
lay eggs.
Missionary.
There's no like...
It's there's no peen in vagina.
Yeah, you know
mean.
What I mean? I just assumed there was like some sort of like pollinating or rubbing.
To be honest with you, if I was thinking about an ant, if I was designing an ant, mm-hmm. like a worker ant, like just like one guy that he's going to be out there constructing the hive and shit, I wouldn't give it a penis. Because that seems superfluous.
No.
Why not just have like, you know, you get the queen.
Yeah.
And then have like a king. And yeah. they can just... Bang all the time.
No, because you want diversity in your
oh, yeah.
with your population. Mm. No, that's why I think it's like a bunch of, you've got your worker ants, your
it's like
queen
you wake
ants,
up in the morning as
and
a worker
fucking ants.
And you're like, no, everybody fucks the queen.
No,
you wake
bee,
up in the morning and you're like,
everyone fucks
what's
the
my
queen,
day? Okay, you go on patrol. You're like, any big bugs? No. Nah. Then you're like, I'll go grab a berry. You take yeah. it back. You're like, here's a berry. And yeah. then you're like, oh, it's about 6. You go and fuck the queen. She's like, cheers. You're like... Have a good one.
Your Majesty, on the agenda today, you're fucking Farmer Steve.
Yeah.
And at 10 o'clock...
Well, all right. I understand. This is my duty as queen. I don't think that the queen does much but get fucked.
Pretty much.
And pop out babies.
I also know, like, because the queens have, like, little, like, ant wings. So you see a flying queen. Like,
yeah.
But as soon as she becomes the queen...
So she when
she's
loses
a princess,
her wings and just gets banged
wings.
And pops out
but
babies.
When she becomes a queen, yeah, loses the wings, can't fly anymore. Gets banged.
She might do the odd knighting here and there, like
maybe
you know
occasionally.
What? Good job.
yeah.
On your latest diplomatic mission to the
yeah.
Aran Empire.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. yeah, that's true. Oh, that's I love true. The idea of your people trying to like work out how to communicate with ants, like scientists working away at it, and you're doing you're like,
because they'd
know
be the size
that.
Of like dogs for you guys.
we yeah. can't yeah. make any trades here. They have no technology we want. I guess you could use them in war.
Yeah.
They carry like 10 times their weight.
That's true.
Use them as pack
war
horses.
Horses.
Yeah. That's cool ass. I'm back
Fans
on board.
Are Aran Buffalo.
in the Aran plains of the backyard, they're just like herding buffalo. How cool would it be to find a house that had been infested with Arans and then people had left it? And you come back and the backyard is just like farmland and little villages.
Crop
populated.
Circles and stuff.
yes. Yeah. And you're like, I am going to leave this.
We went on holiday for 1 month. Well, I thought we had a treaty with these people.
Now we have Aran crops. Fuck.
Moving on from the mating habits of the silfish to some mosquito facts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that? Because mosquitoes are probably the number one pest. They
I'm
are the
about
most...
It. I'm itchy just thinking about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, same.
They're like the deadliest pest in the world. They're like the most human deaths worldwide. They've killed more than literally anything.
Is that because they carry like malaria? And
yeah,
stuff?
Malaria yeah. and the West Nile virus.
Oh, yeah, rough.
And if you scratch it, like you get infected and stuff as well.
Mm. Oh, man. Fuck mosquitoes.
Yeah, apparently because... Alexander the Great is believed to have died from a mosquito infected with the West Nile virus.
Isn't
yeah.
it something like scientists have said that if we removed mosquitoes, there would be no great detriment to
yeah,
there,
well,
like, the ecosystem whatsoever?
There's two really? Ways of thinking.
Something like that,
yeah.
yeah.
Some scientists are like, nah, fuck them off.
I
Other scientists are like,
everything.
Nah, it'll fuck everything up. But a lot of them are like, nah, we can kill them. It's fine. Because you think about like people like, well, what eats mosquitoes? Everything eats mosquitoes. Like, and they're talking about like, say, bats, for example.
Yeah.
It's not insects. 1% of the diet is mosquitoes. Even bats like
you can't kill
fuck
mosquitoes
that shit.
Though.
No, you can't.
Because the conditions that
hey,
they
Bill
bring
Gates
in...
is up there. He's working on it.
Is he?
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
Well, the conditions that mosquitoes are like created in,
mm.
like, isn't it warm? Like,
yeah,
moist?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You can't fucking stop that.
yeah, that's true. You cannot stop mosquito. Like, it would be if somebody came up to me today and they were like, "We have gotten rid of every mosquito." Mm. I'd be like. Bullshit.
No, they're didn't. Trying. They're,
how? What are their plans?
Like they're doing shit with like genetically manipulating them,
oh,
so
yeah.
that they're basically just sterile.
Good.
So they're doing a lot of that.
That's good. Yeah, mosquitoes are bad.
Like I don't know off the top of my head, but there is definitely a lot of research going into reading the world of these little blood sucking pieces of shit.
Did you know that on Bill Gates' bucket list, the last thing he has is not die.
That's the best.
How fucking good is that?
I love Bill Gates.
If Bill Gates was the first person to become immortal, I would be like, all right, I'll pay. That's fair enough.
No, good.
Cool.
Good for you, buddy.
And now, if you were a child who enjoyed drinking beer, was also a pregnant woman who was eating a lot of bananas and wearing dark clothing, mosquitoes would love the fuck out of you.
That is a dark picture. Like, a pregnant kid.
Who is also blonde.
And an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And eating bananas.
Eating bananas
is probably not the saddest part of the whole scenario. But still, Rob, and then just like this poor hypothetical child is like, look, I've got a kid way too early and I'm an alcoholic because of it. And on top of all of that, mosquitoes all the time. I love...
Because apparently there's all these like weird arbitrary things like what mosquitoes prefer. So they prefer children to adults. They prefer blondes to brunettes. They prefer dark to light clothing. And
well,
they love pregnant women. And they love
you are none
people
of those
drinking
things.
Beer. I don't know. They're attracted to carbon dioxide and heat. So maybe you breathe too much, Aaron.
Probably.
Breathe less. I love that. Like, I would love to be part of that scientific experiment. They're like, what are mosquitoes like? That's what I'm dedicating the next decade of my life to. What are mosquitoes like? And you're like, in the room, you're like, I don't know, fucking grapes.
Could be anything.
Eat some grapes. Go in there with the mosquitoes.
All right.
Yeah, if you're the only person in the room, of course they're going to go for you.
Yeah. So, really?
You eat some grapes. You don't eat some grapes. Go in there. No difference. All right. You...
As long as you're not getting bitten, as long as you're sending like your assistant to get bitten,
I figure you
what
would
a good
be,
time.
Surely.
Yeah, because you're there recording this stuff, so you'd have to not be bitten.
You're just watching people get bit by mosquitoes all
Too
day.
Funny.
And then you have to count them. 10 years as a mosquito, like, tester.
Oh, my God.
Never getting bitten.
You'd have to be paid
So imagine if you were like this, like one, you know, like there's that guy out there who just can't get AIDS?
Yeah.
The 1%.
Yeah, like you were just the 1% that, like, mosquitoes don't bite. You would feel so powerful. You'd be like, whatever, I'm going to eat all the fucking bananas I want. Get me pregnant. I don't give a fuck.
I'll drink this beer. I'll drink this banana-flavored beer.
Dye my hair blonde.
I don't care. Whatever.
Give me that black t-shirt. Who gives a fuck?
I'll do it right in front of you.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Mosquitoes don't want me. If mosquitoes didn't want me, I'd think there was something wrong with me, though. I'd be like, what's wrong with my blood?
Why do they hate me?
Like,
is there something you're not telling me?
Am I... Help? Mosquitoes, they don't die if they have... That's why they're so dangerous, eh?
What?
If I had AIDS, say, and a mosquito bit me, that mosquito doesn't then die of AIDS. It just give AIDS to someone else.
No, HIV is not transferable through mosquito. It's the West Nile virus and malaria.
Those are the only ones.
And probably some other, maybe. But the two big ones are the West Nile
and
parasites
malaria. Parasites too, probably.
But yeah, HIV, not transferable.
Oh, neat. Well, so, not neat.
Well, no, it's kind of neat.
I guess it's pretty good, really.
So, well done. Mosquitoes?
It's a little bit of sunshine at the end of that tunnel. It's a little bit of sunshine at the end of that
tunnel.
Yeah,
a little bit of sunshine.
So, you know, you got to take the little victories, guys.
Yeah, it's a small win, but it's a win.
And my last fact about the mosquitoes, which I didn't actually know this, that it was only the females that bit you. The males actually feed off flower nectar, of all things, so adorable.
That's awesome.
But females are the only ones that feast on our blood. And the reason they do that is because they want the protein to produce eggs, because without that blood, they can't produce eggs.
I love the idea of like a little domestic scene where like the guy is just sucking in some flour and his wife comes home and he's like, honey, why you gotta be going out there hurting people? What?
And just covered in blood. Yeah. It's like, honey, what have you done?
I was just picturing everyone, like, at the whole protein shake phase that everyone's going through at the moment. I'm just like, stop drinking these fucking protein shakes because these fucking mosquitoes are going to come. It's summertime. You're going to fucking bite everybody.
Like, you just have a protein shake and just thousands, like, until you're like, oh, God, my blood.
Stop it.
How many mosquitoes would need to be sucking your blood at once to take all of your blood?
Ooh.
A lot.
Oh, I reckon a billion.
10 million?
A billion.
The Aaron Empire's arch nemesis, these fucking mosquitoes.
A cold bill. I reckon a cold billion.
Cold bill.
There ain't no protein in this damn empire. Yeah.
Especially because if one bit you, that's you gone. You're tiny. It would just be like...
Just go straight through you. It's their little proboscis.
Like, it's like the prohibition, like, but no protein.
Yeah, exactly.
These little protein-like rings in my empire.
Inside a tree stump, a little fucking speakeasy selling protein shakes.
Who's the mob that went up into the kitchen and raided the protein shake powder?
Holy shit, man. Does that mean you could give, like, a mosquito, like, protein shake?
No,
and it'd
it's
be
like
taking
the protein from the blood, you idiot.
I don't understand. The great Manny things.
Oh my God.
Fucking mosquitoes.
Loving their protein.
All I heard was protein.
All I heard was protein. My mind went to protein. As clearly did I.
But also, but weirdly enough, even though
the large majority, like mosquitoes, there's so many species. Not many feast on human blood.
Really?
And most of them feast on like amphibians and mammals and that kind of stuff. So think about, as much as mosquitoes have killed, they could be killing even more of us.
That's true. Fuck, man.
Terrifying.
I like,
absolutely terrifying.
It's funny to me, for me to imagine like a mosquito jumping down on a frog and then the frog just going into the sea and the mosquito being like, no.
Frogs eat mosquitoes, don't they?
Do they?
Yes.
With their big long tongue.
Do they though?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do. That's great because mosquitoes eat frogs. That's a nice little tight ecosystem right there.
That'd be a great movie, like mosquitoes versus frogs.
Yeah. Enough mosquitoes biting a frog and then flying away with him is pretty good.
Because they'd suck all the weight out, like the blood, so you'd weigh
just like
less.
Like this skinny little deflated frog being like, uh-oh, drop me, guys, help. You can do that thing when a mosquito bites you where you squeeze the skin around where it's bit you and then it can't get out and it keeps drinking and keeps drinking and then explodes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if a mosquito bites you and you squeeze the skin around it in the right way, it like forces it to keep... Basically, you're pushing all the blood into the mosquito and it's like, ah!
I slap it so hard.
Yes,
I am. I'm just like, get off me!
Have you got any past films for us, Aaron?
Oh, boy, have I ever.
Excited.
Okay. The Prince of Egypt.
Is that the one, like the seven plagues of, or the 12 plagues of Egypt?
Well, apparently there are 10.
Oh.
I'm going to read them to you.
Not 7 or 12.
Close
well,
enough.
It's 10.
I think if you heard that there might have been 12, and you're like, no, there's only 10. Look, thank God.
They're questionable. Oh, some of these, I'm like, that's not a plague. Yeah. You're just trying to scare me here.
All right.
So the first one, water into blood.
That's not a plague.
No, it's not. That's terrifying
just,
as it is.
That's just a bad, hassling time. Yeah. I mean, if I went to get like a pitcher of water from the fridge, I'm like, blood.
Blood cordial.
Gross.
So I think I'd prefer water to wine.
Yeah.
So like, this is a delicious glass of water in like off the Nile.
Yeah.
Not fucking water.
So if there was a pitcher of blood and that was all we had to consume now, water is off the table. We only have magic blood water. Can we survive off drinking blood?
No. I do not think
water?
So. No.
No. No? Okay.
We will be in dire straits.
You die fairly quickly.
Why? Like, we die of thirst?
No, you die from drinking blood.
But it's magical blood. It's got no, like...
So is it like Gatorade?
No, it's just... Well, hang on, why does drinking blood kill us?
I'm not a scientist.
But I just think you're not getting water goods.
Like, no, blood is drink, water. No. It's liquid. So there's clearly water in blood.
I'm getting sick just thinking about it.
Yeah?
You cannot drink blood.
No,
to
but
point number two.
Go on.
Understood. Frogs.
Yeah. Frogs is a plague.
Frogs is a pest.
Yeah, that's a plague and a half. Yeah. A lot of frogs in your house. Like,
yeah. Look at Queensland.
And they're not those amazing like green frogs
that
they're like the rainforest alliance frogs. These are those warty,
like
desert frogs.
Yeah, the cane toads that
flies are hanging around them.
Yeah, and especially because like if you stand on one, it's just. Like, it's a smear.
And I just picture them being, like, pussy with boils and shit on them. Yeah, not pleasant.
Why are you imagining sick frogs?
Because it's a plague in the Bible. The Old Testament was fucking...
That's, if I was going to send out, like, frogs for a plague, I'd make those frogs also have a plague.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are big, long tongues. Like, it licks your face. Yeah.
Move on. Right. I'm grossed out.
All right. Lice. It just keeps getting better.
Oh, that's
No.
Itchy
Jackson,
thinking about
like,
it.
Oh, yeah, lice. That's better than frogs. No,
it's
it isn't.
It's not as gross, but like...
Itchy.
Imagine this. You scratch your armpits, lice.
Lice.
You scratch your pubes, more fucking lice. You scratch your eyebrows, lice.
Oh, no. I'm thinking like lice in my beard.
Oh, no. Lice on your tongue, lice in your beard.
Yeah, why are they
in my tongue?
And we're like...
Your hairy
tongue. This is the Old Testament. We're like Arab men. We're really hairy.
Oh,
and we've got like
fuck,
long
you're right.
robes. It's hot. These fucking lice.
Your feet are covered in, or your sandals are covered in frog gunk.
Your bed and all your wheat that you sleep on.
Liced.
Lice infested. Son of a bitch. All right.
You've been drinking nothing but blood for the last week.
I just want to paste. I'm painting the picture of how horrible this would be.
So I'm drinking blood. I'm covered in lice. There's frogs everywhere.
It's got here wild animals and flies. Now, flies I don't think are so bad.
Whoa, but flies. Frustrating.
Whoa, flies are...
No, but compared to the wild animals...
Nah, wild animals funny.
The description I've got here is like wild animals, as in like cheetahs and lions and tigers,
God.
Like wild animals that will harm humans.
I love that that's like
bears.
Such a sudden step up.
Yeah.
That
also
is a
like
drastic
that,
change.
That flies are also just lumped in with that. However, we have frogs, so I'm freaking the flies
frogs
will take care
the flies.
Of the flies. Done. God.
Yeah, didn't think about that. Good Old Testament God.
But
in terms
up.
Of the bears and the lions and the like hippopotami, think of that.
Yeah. I love that, like being like a, you know, somebody in where was it?
Egypt.
It was Egypt. Was it just Egypt? Yeah, you
like it's technically like
on the Nile.
It's on the Nile, but it's more like not Alexandria, it's further down.
Yeah.
But it's obviously I feel like we should know the city.
Yeah.
Horrible Cairo.
Let's say Cairo. Say Cairo.
Don't think it was Cairo.
Like being a Chironese and you're lying in bed and you're like, holy shit, I've drunk nothing but blood for the last week. There are frogs everywhere. Lice. Whatever's next is going to be very annoying. It's not going to be the worst. Just it's going to be very annoying. And then a cheetah comes. And you're like, is this it? Is it cheetahs next?
And then there's like a bear. Like there's cheetahs and a bear.
You're like,
and then there's like a hippopotamus. Like, is the cheetah riding the bear who is riding the hippopotamus?
Is this a plague or what just a terrible time?
Has the circus come to town?
Are
we going to a circus?
It's just like so out of... Like, so different from the rest. It was like, Zaman, I bought you five animals. A badger, a raccoon, a little dog, a little monkey, and a fucking leopard. You're like, well, Jackson, the leopard seems a bit... It's all a bit extreme. That was an odd metaphor.
Yeah, it really was.
I don't feel great about it.
No. All right. What's next?
Next plague.
Next plague. We've got diseased livestock.
Oh, Jesus.
So all the ancient Egyptian burger shops are like, oh, yeah, here's
the
burger.
Yeah. Gone. So, so the livestock that have survived all the bear, cheetah, and hippopotami attacks, they're disease now.
So you can't eat them.
Motherfucker.
They just die.
So all I got to eat now is...
Blood water.
And crops.
And frogs.
Yeah. And I guess we could get all the lice and make a nice lice ball.
Well, I suppose if you There's killed some of the that. Cheetahs, you could eat them.
Yeah, bush meat. But
I guess. Cheetah's going to be a lean meat. I don't think it's great.
Bear, though. Hippo?
Probably also bear.
Hippo meat?
Fatty.
Hippo meat could be all right.
Fatty and yuck.
I feel like hippo would taste kind of like an aquatic cow.
Rubbery.
Yeah.
Blubbery.
Yeah.
Next one I've got here. This is where God was like, hey, guys, I'm going to amp it up a little bit now. You thought fucking wild animals and diseased livestock was bad? Boils.
Oh my God.
So boils are coming. I'm like, oh my God, I have boils on my skin. I lie down, the boils pop, lice go into my boil wounds.
Mosquitoes.
I'm like, hey, flies. Can I get like a damp cloth and maybe put it on there? That's just covered in blood.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And they're not the little boils you can go to the doctor and be like, hey, doctor, I've got a boil.
Hey, no. Doctor.
This is like a boil.
This is a boil.
20
boil.
Cent piece boils.
Oh, Jesus.
They're on your forehead, they're on your elbows, they're on your bloody nipples. They're everywhere. Not pleasant. Okay.
Oh.
Thunderstorm of hail and fire.
That's fine. Thunderstorm. Well, fire, though. Hang on. What?
Thunderstorm of
fire? I wasn't there, so I can't actually explain.
Like a thunderstorm, I think that would be nice and relieving unless it's raining.
You just go out there and just be like, please cool my boils.
Cool my boils. Plus I can finally have a glass of water unless it's raining
blood.
In that case. Thunderstorm of hail and fire. So I'm picturing like, so is it raining like ice blocks or is it like fire?
Because if so, I mean... I think it's like maybe one area is hail, one area is fire, and they kind of switch. Either way, I would try and catch the hailstones, and then when the fire comes, melt them, and then I can finally drink
fill
something.
Fill up a bath, have like an
yeah.
ice bath.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless,
that'd be
of
all
right. course, the hail is just blood.
Blood hail. Blood stones.
Then not great.
Then you're in trouble.
This next one, I think God felt a little bit bad.
Yeah.
He was like, I kind of went for the jugular a little too soon.
God.
We're going for locusts.
Oh, locusts is
all
right.
Because then all we had to eat was diseased meat. And then now we had our crops. Now he's fucking us without...
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
Remember a couple of years ago when there was like a locust threat?
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone had to put those things on the front of their cars. And just a little there's like a little tiny thing of a couple of thousand locusts
heading
towards
Victoria.
You're
going up north, have this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like full blown.
Oh, God. You'd just be lying in bed hearing a boom.
If we can catch the locusts,
you can eat them.
Food source.
Yeah.
Better than diseased meat or cheetah.
There's this thing, apparently insects are like the humanity's future. Like, because when all the food runs out.
We should be eating bugs.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah, fine.
This next one, God passed out. darkness.
He's just like, nah.
And that's all it says. Darkness.
Just,
the sun just like, I'm just going to put these
cloth or this towel and put it on top of the sun.
Eclipse. Just move the moon in front for a while.
Thank God. We're in fucking Egypt. It's really hot.
Yeah.
You've done us a favor.
So,
cheers, man.
Just cracked open the window in this sauna of a
Can
place.
Can you imagine the like how refreshing that cold night would be on your boils and your lice? You'd just be like...
And we have torches, right? So
lanterns.
We're pretty good, really.
So, thanks. Cheers. Cheers, God.
Thanks,
Old Testament
thanks,
God.
Bro.
Is that the last one?
No, this is the last one.
Okay.
This is number 10.
Uh-huh.
And this is where God was like, oh, he wakes up in a cold chill. Darkness, what was I thinking? Death of a firstborn child.
All right, I'm fine.
I guess.
I don't have any children, and I'm the middle child, I'm okay with this.
I'm the baby. Jackson, Wait, you're
I'm
dead.
Fucked.
Cheers, Jackson.
Hey, but
hey, lamb blood. You put lamb blood over the door, fine.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Enjoy your boils and lice, idiots.
Well, we've made it this far. I'm like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
No, I'd welcome death, I think, at this point.
Have you heard, like, the explanation for what the plagues were?
Yeah.
There's, like, a pretty neat one. So... Go through them again, because they lead into each other.
Water into blood?
Water into blood is there's this thing that can happen to the Nile, where it's like this particular plant fucking spawns or something into the Nile, which turns the water red and thick.
Frogs,
so the frogs come because this plant has spawned. And when the plant spawns, the next one is lice, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the plant spawns, and because the water is all fucked, nobody bathes. And because nobody bathes... Everybody gets lice because they're not clean.
Makes sense.
And
the frogs are fleeing from the plants.
Yeah, the frogs are fleeing from the plants into the town.
Wild animals and flies.
I don't know about the wild animals, but the flies are coming because the water is all fucked. So a lot of fish die.
And the frogs aren't eating them.
And the frogs aren't eating them, so the flies come.
I'm just going to say that the wild animals are just coming to join the party.
Yeah, I feel like the wild animals...
The wild felt left out.
I feel like there's wild animals in Egypt most of the time, so it's just like...
Diseased livestock, so...
Diseased livestock is because you've got all the flies.
Drinking the water as well,
maybe? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the flies are like infecting the livestock, so the livestock's dying, yeah.
Boils?
Boils because people are eating the meat, and the meat's infected, so they're getting sick.
Huh.
Thunderstorm of hail and fire.
That is something to do with Krakatoa? Or like there was a huge disaster at some point.
It could be Mount Etna as well.
Yeah.
It was wait, that's the...
Vesuvius?
That's the Noah's Ark. That was Mount Etna.
Oh, yeah. Is it Vesuvius? Might be Vesuvius.
One of the volcanoes that went boom.
Yeah.
So that one
There's
causes...
weather. It could have just been a bloody disaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Locusts.
Locusts is because of the fire... And you know when you get a lot of crickets together, they become locusts? Mm-hmm. Something like that. It's just like all of the rest are bringing all these crickets together and the crickets are panicking, so they're becoming locusts.
Darkness. And then the darkness is the volcano. Across.
And then the firstborn kids is, I don't know.
It's just serial killer.
Just really bad policy making in ancient Egypt.
Yeah, they're like, we just don't want any firstborns.
Guys, they're a drain. We fucked up the first time. Second and third, we sorted our shit out.
But you know you fuck we up didn't on the first know what one, we're doing, so let's get rid of them. Cut our losses. But yeah, I just thought that theory was pretty neat. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Aaron Magro.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
Thank you, you pest. You're not a pest. I love you.
Call the exterminators?
Call the exterminators, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
They'll get rid of your bugs.
They'll get rid of your Aarons, Joels, and...
Jackson.
Good times.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.